Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. This is embarrassing for Megan Maroney. She was forced to abruptly cut her short, her concert short last night at Ball Arena because she wasn't feeling good and she tried to power through. But yet she was unable to make it through the entire show, and here's what it sounded like.
This is obviously the last thing I ever want to do, but I am obviously extremely sick, and I thought I did everything to make myself better, and then obviously I just can't play this show tonight. I will make it up to you guys, I absolutely promise I'll be back. I want to give you guys the show you deserve, and
we love you!
And then she went just like that all over the stage. But yeah, she didn't sound too good.
No.
But I got to tell you, that's probably got to be one of the most awkward and embarrassing things ever for an artist who has booked thousands of people at a venue. And you got to walk out and be like, hey, we got to cut this short.
Well, yeah.
That's got to be a horrible feeling.
Well, because you're used to just disappointing one person at a time, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Like I'm just used to disappointing
once.
My wife.
I know. Oh. Same. I'm like one to two people at a time.
Yeah.
That's usually
my wife
list.
Is disappointed in
yeah.
you, too, actually.
It makes sense, yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100. If you're a fan of choo-choo trains, woo-woo, Union Pacific's Big Boy. Number 4014. It's going to be stopping at the 10th Street Crossing in Greeley today from about 1:15 to 2 p.m.
Oh.
It's a part of the Coast to Coast journey.
Yeah.
For America's 250th anniversary. So that's a big choo-choo.
Big boy's a big deal.
133 feet long and it weighs about 1.2 million pounds. Just shy of my mother-in-law.
It is really hard to just like talk about it and do it justice. So it's one of those things you have to see in real life to really appreciate. I mean, it is massive.
You've seen the big boy?
That's the biggest train you'll ever seen. So you'll ever see. So absolutely.
Have you seen it though?
Have not.
Oh, look at you.
But yep. I've heard about when
Why
you actually...
spouting knowledge?
Because, like, I've heard stories of Big Boy. Just because I haven't seen it with my own eyes doesn't mean it's not true.
All right.
Look at you. I thought you'd been like, yeah, I was
know,
out
I
on
really
top of it.
You saw it with your own
like,
two eyes.
Like, I was the conductor or something. I was really sure about myself.
Katie's
there.
Never seen it, but she hears it's fantastic.
You're welcome.
Oh, I got an email. All right. Well, that is going on today up in Greeley, so... keep an eye out for that. All right, it's time for some sports. A pretty funny moment happened during what game was it? Baltimore versus Detroit, the Tigers. It's another one of those incidents where a squirrel got out on the field, and it totally disrupted play, and here's what it sounded like.
The chase for the squirrel is on, and the squirrel is in the corner, and the squirrel is still eluding an entire horde of grounds crew members, and the squirrel's free once again. Hemmed in? No, I won't be hemmed in. I have freedom on my mind. Trying to go between the legs, and eventually he gets away again and hops through the towel and hops through another towel. The force field is activated. Towels can't stop him, or maybe they can.
I gotta tell you, I don't watch a lot of baseball because it's so boring, but if more stuff like that happened, I'd probably be into it.
No, it's so funny.
It's probably the most exciting part of the game right there.
Oh, easily. And the baseball player trying to get him, too, with his glove.
Sure.
He was trying to trap it with the glove. It's happened a few times with, like, cats and other animals. I think
you're not
it's
catching
hilarious.
A squirrel with a glove.
We got to get a
Come
raccoon
on.
Out there or a lion. Let's get a lion out on the field. How do we make that happen?
I like the raccoon.
Then I'm really going to watch it. No? Peacock? Peacocks are me.
Maybe the peacock. There we go.
I got one more thing for you. I guess Rob Gronkowski, Gronk, is teaming up with eBay to do some trading card stuff. He's big into sports memorabilia. He's a memorabilia guy, says the story. Anyway, the funny part of this story is that he's always looking up the price of his trading cards. Because his quote is, you've got to see your value on the streets. Because if you're pulling cards and ripping decks, you got to know your value.
Whoa.
That's what it's all about.
Does he really talk like that in real life?
Pulling
Holy
cards
not.
And ripping
How intimidating.
Decks.
Steve can barely
it's an
put
exact
a sentence together.
Quote right there from Gronk. The funny thing about this, and I'm kind of upset by this because he's got some insider deals going on, is he pulls cards... of players he knows, like Brady, you know, maybe he's got some good fat stack of Brady cards. He goes and has Brady sign them, because he knows him,
well,
and then their value skyrockets.
Dude's a mooch.
Can you do that? That seems like some insider trading or something going on there.
That's not fair.
That's sketch to me. I don't like that at all. That he goes out and has his friends sign the cards, and then they're worth more
money.
Does
Brady get a cut? Because he's totally profiting off of his buddy. Like,
yeah, I don't like that at all, Gronk.
That's not cool.
Oh, Gronk. That's so Gronk. All right, what else is going on?
I just wanted that story because of the name Gronk. Well, we're going to go from the world of baseball and football and trading cards to the world of swimming in the ocean. This is what happened yesterday. A 16-year-old lifeguard has been going crazy viral because of the heroics that he did yesterday. The rookie lifeguard named Ryder has been hailed a hero by many for braving these monster 10-foot swells all to save a little child. So apparently it is El Nino hurricane season over on the West Coast, and because of that, these massive waves can kind of just come out of nowhere. And because of his ability to save this child, again, at only 16 years old, not only has he gone viral, but he's also gotten the attention of the president.
Yeah.
The video of Ryder went viral on social media because he's seen continuously being knocked down by the waves while trying to hold on to the child. You can see him there with that safety device just getting pummeled by the white water, but it kept getting broken apart just by the sheer force of those waves.
That's a tough kid right there for sure.
It's absolutely insane to watch. And you see him, like, even though he is a well-trained lifeguard, although only in his rookie season, those waves are hard to beat. Like, he's out swimming them. You have to apparently go kind of with the wake and with the swell and kind of work your way, like, sideways, essentially.
Yeah.
Inchworming your
way
over
there. Go with the swell.
Well, either way, President Trump did say he wants to invite him to the White House and give him one of the highest civilian honors. And I think that's well-deserved. I mean,
you did good.
Saving a life at 16 years old.
There's some of the biggest waves we've ever seen, frankly.
Waves are incredible.
So much water, so much swelling.
It's incredible to watch because you'll even see some of these dads. Like, they look like they're trying to help, and then they even back up.
So many dads were there.
You look at how he saves one little boy, and then it takes four people to come in and save him.
So many people.
Heroic effort.
It really is.
And many people were there.
The child is
Nobody had ever seen anything like it. So much. The whales were there.
No, it is incredibly.
The dolphins were underneath watching it all.
It's incredibly impressive. And thankfully, that little boy's okay.
Give this boy a medal.
Massive shout out.
Bright gold medal.
He needs a medal. If anybody needs
a medal. The biggest medal ever, frankly.
The biggest one.
I got one more little bit of local news that we didn't have time to squeeze into the hype. We had a marmot story yesterday, didn't we?
We sure did.
What was that about?
It was Fat Marmot Week in Gothic, Colorado.
Fat Marmot, and I call Katie a fat marmot. I was going to get her a t-shirt.
We made fun of Gothic Marmot.
Gothic, that's right.
It was a fun conversation.
Yeah. Oh boy, what a show yesterday was. Today's is kind of mediocre so far.
What do you mean?
So, the Colorado Marmot Research Program, running since 1962, they've lost some of their federal grants. So they're turning to OnlyFans? They've created a page called Only Marms, and they're offering daily photos and videos of the wild yellow-bellied marmots.
Oh.
They say it is going to be G-rated. They're not going to make it dirty or anything like that, but they're just going to have fun with posting pictures of marmots doing various things on the page, and then on there's going to be like a donate link. You know, you can help fund the programs that protect the marmots. This poor girl named Emily Ranke, this story says she's a first-year master's student. She's working so hard, and she's got to manage a goofy marmots page. She's like, this is what I'm doing with my college degree, I guess. Anyway, good for her.
But I can think of worse things you could be doing
I know,
with
it's kind of sweet,
Emily.
Actually. It's really cute.
I love that.
There's additional fundraising, including a beer out there called Marmot Tears IPA. And you can get it at the Fat Marmot Week event that's coming up in August.
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, check out this possible reboot. Macaulay Culkin is sharing an idea for a Home Alone sequel. He did it in promotion of the 30th anniversary, but I guess he's been meeting with Disney to try to bring it to life. But his idea is that Kevin McAllister is widowed or maybe even divorced, and he's raising a son by himself. He says he's working really hard, but not paying enough attention to the kid, and the kid is getting miffed at me, is his quote. And then I get locked out of the house. My son won't let me in. And he's the one setting traps for me. And the house is some sort of metaphor for our relationship. Boring. Disney is like up his butt about this. They say they are, well, the quote is kissing his butt, and they really want to make this happen. I guess so. It'd be kind of fun for a new generation.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we'd go also just because of the nostalgic factor, right?
Probably.
I bet, what if his kid does the...
They're going to try to work that
exactly.
in, right?
Exactly. It's going
to
be awesome. So I'd watch it.
All right. So there, you've sold one ticket.
Okay.
Macaulay, you got one ticket out there. You want to get a big old wiener cake in your mouth?
Kinda.
Well, now's your chance. Oscar Mayer is celebrating their 90th anniversary of the Wiener Mobile this weekend with exclusive wiener cakes.
Where do I get
it? Which was my nickname in college. Hey, what's up? Wiener cakes is here!
You worked hard for that nickname.
Well, it's basically a bunch of hot dogs arranged around a two-tier cake, and they're all like sticking up in the air.
Are they real hot dogs?
They're real hot dogs.
I don't want it anymore.
They've got ketchup and mustard-colored confetti, and then there's a little Wienermobile cake topper. They're going to be available at various cities around the United States, so you can Google that if you want to make the pilgrimage. But it's all in celebration of their 90th birthday, which is kind of fun.
Wiener part wiener was cakes. Just a euphemism. I didn't think there was actual hot dogs.
No, there's an actual wiener cake.
Gross.
I think I might have posted it on our Facebook. I don't know. If not, maybe I'll get that up in a little bit. See what I did there? Waymo is preparing to launch its autonomous ride service in Denver, putting it on track to join Phoenix and Los Angeles, San Francisco. And you can summon those goofy vehicles and they'll come pick you up. They say the only problem is Denver is presenting some unusual challenges because of our snow-covered lane markings, sudden hail, confusing construction zones, and aggressive merging.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and not to mention it, scooters.
Yeah, we have some crazy drivers out
there. We got some stuff going on.
I mean, you don't even want to think about what happens in that left lane on I-25. They are
breaking the law
over there, you know?
Everybody for his own, yeah.
Oh,
the
goodness.
Construction is, that's a true thing, too.
You
know, I roll in on 470 every day, and they're doing massive construction down to my hood. They're ripping up 470, repaving and all that. Every morning, it is so hard to judge the lanes because they lay out all the cones. And there's so many reflections and flashing lights. There's been multiple times over the past week or two that I've gotten in the wrong lane.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I come zipping up on the construction crew and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Because it's so hard to tell where the lanes are. So I can imagine the Waymos.
And that's just in Denver. I do not want to be part of the guinea pigs where they test it out up in the high country.
No.
Can you imagine
thank you.
Going around those corners no. in a self-driving car? No, 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 no.
Down the edge you go. No.
Goodness.
Oh, boy. What else is going on locally?
Okay, well, speaking of driving, Denver, the first pilot city for the three-wheel trikes that they have out there now.
Something else to avoid.
These look fun, huh?
Let me pull that audio up for you.
We landed in Denver on May 1st. We've experienced ridership like crazy, nonstop riders. We're hoping that our riders want to ride it to the grocery store, want to ride it to the light rail with their suitcase to get to the airport.
That's some fun audio.
Places to ride that trike. Right.
With your suitcase.
And with your suitcase. And it's a lot more stable. This is something I feel like I could finally get on and ride downtown because they have the scooters. Shut up, Jeremy. The scooters are so scary.
I make fun, but they are.
And I've known people
I've been on one downtown.
Hit by cars and stuff on those things. Like, I know people, and I'm just
they
like,
get up to speed pretty quick.
Yeah, I am not trying to get on a scooter. So these little trikes are just my speed, and there are a couple rules. You got to be 18. You got to stay in the bike lanes and whatnot. And they also encourage you to wear a helmet. But look for them now. They've got them here in the Mile High City. And again, we're the first pilot city. So you're going to start seeing
these
everywhere.
They're two wheels on the back, one up front.
Yes,
they're very stable.
Yeah.
Hard to flip it.
I love everything about them. I cannot wait to go.
They're kind of cute.
Right? That was like this.
You look cute in a helmet, too.
Scooter. Okay, I know. Thank you.
And can you leave it on if you like take your trike to a restaurant and you're wearing your helmet? Just leave it on through lunch.
I'm going to have to with this hair.
Yeah. Just leave it on.
Helmet. I'm like, oh,
bless her heart.
No, thank
you'll get really good service.
or at least a free meal because they feel bad for me, right? Exactly. Okay, I guess everything is bigger in Texas, guys. Got bigger idiots for sure. So one of them came to Glenwood Canyon's Adventure Park and said he wanted to shoot up the place because they wouldn't let him get on rides.
Oh, I thought maybe he was a photographer.
No. Different kind.
Okay.
Silly Lonnie Hubbard. He is from Quitman, Texas, is where he hails from. And after being told he couldn't ride some of the attractions, he said the threatening remarks, and he said it multiple times while he was interacting with the person from the ride as he's making his way out of the park. He's still yelling at everybody and saying these things at a very high volume. And that happened Monday night, and they arrested him Tuesday morning. So he got charged and everything. And, you know, he gets the same cell size as everybody else. So even if he is a big idiot, he's got to sit in that cell. So anyway, that's a crazy story coming out of Glenwood Springs. This is a good look for Colorado. So we do have some positive news to wrap up your Mile High Hype. We are on the list of best states in the country. And this is a report coming from U.S. News and World Report, so a very reputable source here. Colorado, we're at number 17. Yay!
Hey, for what? Just best state?
Overall. So they took a lot of different things into consideration, but something that really put us up in our rankings, we are number one for education. That's a good one.
Oh, high five.
Yes, across the country.
Straight A's.
Colorado number one in education. We did score pretty low on crime, though. So that kind of held us down a little bit.
I'll have to tell this to my daughter, who can't really do math or read a clock, but that's cool.
But she's smarty pants here.
She's so artsy.
Exactly. We have our strengths, Jerry. You just got to
They don't do spelling tests anymore. This surprises me.
Why don't they do spelling tests anymore?
Spell check. We all got spell check.
That's insane. Okay.
I know. I don't believe it.
So anyway, I want to talk about the bad states are Louisiana, Alaska, and Mississippi. And the top state in the study from U.S. News and World Report, our neighbors to the west, it's Utah. I've been there. I don't agree. I really don't. I think we're way better than Utah, but anyway, there you go.
You told them, didn't you?
Yes, I did.